You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Broadcasting live from Florida's capital city, this is the Jeff Cameron Show, brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness on Real Talk 93.3. Now, stop what you're doing and listen closely. It's time for the Jeff Cameron Show in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To Jeff Cameron Show, Live Nation, Friday edition. Thanks for being with us. Lucy Goosey. I'm Jeff, that's Tom. There's Director Matthew. You're listening on 93.3 Real Talk Radio. Also, War Chant TV. And if, in fact, you're watching on War Chant TV, make sure you like, subscribe, share the wealth, have some fun. What bowl would we be eligible for with a 9-3 record, writes Alan, despite the fact that you piss me off occasionally? I love you, Tom, Corey, Ira, Aslan, and all things War Chant.
Oh, I thought you were saying that. I thought you were saying, despite you piss me off to Alan.
No, Alan. I piss Alan off. I piss Alan off. But last week I felt like Alan, and I, or was it earlier this week? It was earlier this week, Alan. Felt like we maybe connected a little bit more because I said, well, then tell me what you think is good. He thinks 9-3. Alan is an optimist.
It's possible.
10-2 is possible, Tom. Hell.
9-3
11-1, buddy.
All right.
In Alan's world, we're probably closer to that.
All right.
No. What bowl? Well, do we win the Atlantic, Alan? Are we Atlantic Division champions competing for the ACC championship? We'd be eligible for some good quality bowls. I don't even know anymore. It's all changed. It's shifted. The allegiances, the tie-ins have changed.
I feel like
so
that screams Orlando.
It does scream Orlando,
doesn't it? Like you'd rather go to the Fenway Bowl or the Pinstripe Bowl. Like, can we just pick the destination? That's the way it should be. Is, you know, here's the Orange. Then there's whatever. Sometimes the Orange Bowl is taken for the playoffs. So you got your New Year's Six tie-in.
Right.
Then I think the next one up is in Orlando. We've been out of this conversation for so long that it's hard to remember. But then you've got Fenway or the Bronx or the Belk Bowl, although I think that tie-in is gone now. But you should be able to choose. New Year's Six, if you're the top dog, you're in. You don't get a choice. That's where you're going because that's the best payout. But then after that, if you don't want to go to Orlando again, then I pick somewhere else. I'm going to Fenway.
So once you get past the Rose and the Sugar and the Fiesta and the Orange, then you start trying to see, like, okay, what are those other tie-ins? And that's where it's changed so much. Like, there's so many different bowls now, such as the Cheez-It Bowl, New Mexico Bowl, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. It's hard. If you go back, I know you could go to the Pinstripe Bowl. There was that. We could go there.
Yeah, that's a tie-in.
I'm in on that one. Let me find some ACC bowls from.
I get it, Live Spectator. Back. It is about ticket sales, but I don't care about ticket sales. I care about going different places. This is me talking, not the university.
We are eligible to go to that Cheez-It Bowl. That's in Orlando. That's what you were talking about. That's the Camping World one.
Yeah. Oh, that's Cheez-It now? Okay.
It's right. The Cheez-It Bowl at Camping World Stadium. That Camping World Stadium hosts a lot of bowls.
Yeah.
That you can go there. That's Orlando. I don't want to. Alan, to answer your question specifically, we would be eligible for that one. I would think that also that Duke's Mayo Bowl, which is in Charlotte, North Carolina, that yes.
Used to be the Belk Bowl.
Same thing. We're eligible for that one.
Preston points out that
the Gator Bowl, obviously.
The Outback Bowl is no longer the Outback Bowl. It is now called the Tampa Bay Bowl. And he said that stings. I agree. That does sting.
I hate that it is.
It should also be at 10 a.m. on New Year's Day.
I also remember when Ole Miss and Indiana played in that bowl game, and I was like, this is the least Outback Bowl ever. Why are they playing at one another? This shouldn't happen. That was the COVID
year. It's supposed to be Iowa and Michigan.
Well, not Michigan necessarily. Iowa, like, and South Carolina, or Michigan and somebody else.
No, but those are your two Big Ten teams. Right, right. Always going to be Iowa or
Why
Michigan.
Why is Indiana here?
And, like, South Carolina. And that's it. Those are your teams.
Well, it is January 2nd at noon or January 1st at 12:30 or whatever. I mean, that was always our fun. Let's take a look at the announcers. What hue
right.
are yeah. the announcers? Are they sweating profusely and not just because it's still hot in Tampa in January?
Right. For years, my parents insisted on going to Disney for New Year's because the fireworks show is spectacular.
It is, but
and as a child, I remember going to the cafeteria, whatever hotel we were staying at, and there would be the Outback Bowl the morning after. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. They're in the second quarter.
You could smell the people, the whiskey, and everything that's just right. coming off of them. Yeah,
I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah,
but you could. It wafted up all the way I-4, northwest or northeast on I-4.
Alan, specifically, I would tell you that we would be eligible at that point. I think most likely for us to go play the Gator Bowl. I think that's what would happen. That's like 9-3 every time.
And could we opt out and choose a different place?
You don't want to go to TIAA Bank Field?
No, I want to go to Fenway. That's where I want to go.
You want to go to Fenway? My buddy is at Fenway right now with his beautiful wife. They're over there to watch baseball. Good times. Today. They're there today.
Today.
Excited for them. Or this weekend, whatever it is. They're going. They're having fun. Could we go to, you want to go somewhere tropical? No. You want to go to the opposite.
That's the beat pink Steve Levy at the Bahamas Bowl.
Beat pink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't wear a pink Hawaiian shirt or else he would look like he wasn't wearing clothes.
You could have, should always be Wisconsin versus Tennessee, writes Preston.
That's true. Tennessee and South Carolina should be in the mix for the Outback Bowl every year.
That's funny. So I promised you, I teased you with this, and I'm sure people are like, get to the Arkansas bet. Tom asked for it.
I did.
You guys already could look it up, man. They're gonna pound Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Woo-hoo-hoo, big
there
story.
It is. Cincinnati lost 9 players in the NFL draft. Now, that is stunning when you consider how many players Florida State had in the NFL draft. Cincinnati had 9, Tom.
9 more than Texas.
Yes, they had 9. And, yeah, they lose Desmond Ridder at quarterback, and, okay. And actually, the guy that they got playing quarterback, Tom, for Cincinnati this year is a guy that was at Cincinnati who got beat out by Desmond Ridder. He transferred and went to, Eastern Michigan. Now he's transferred back to Cincinnati, and his name is Ben Bryant. He'll be starting for Cincinnati this year. He's no Desmond Ridder.
Cincinnati had 8 more draft picks
than, we did.
Than Texas and Florida State combined.
It's painful.
Chew on that.
It's painful. That game is in Fayetteville, and I was surprised to see Circa had it at less than a touchdown. I like Arkansas to stomp Cincinnati. I will give less than a touchdown. 6.5 is the number. I've seen it as high as 9. That's not a number you want. If it is, you can go back around the other way and bet that for Cincinnati. But
is that the opening weekend? Or is that a future bet like in October? Because you had referenced that you're seeing games in weird spots.
Yeah, no, that's the first week.
Okay.
It's week one. It's week one, week zero, week one, one of those two.
So the folks in the chat were talking about another week one matchup, which is Utah at Florida. And that number is Utah -1.5 in Gainesville.
It's in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought you said in Utah. I was like, no.
No, no, sorry. So I thought I said Utah at Florida. But yeah, Utah -1.5 on the road in Gainesville.
Yeah.
You're a Utah guy. That's why I bring this up.
Well, they'll also hit the ground running because they have returning their starting quarterback as well as an offensive line that is really good and that can run the ball. They always play good defense. They're very physical. I think Utah will have a very good season this year. I already like them at their total to go over. I do this with Utah. Kyle Whittingham, man, is a good coach. He's just a really good coach.
That's a game we'll be watching in New Orleans on our off day.
So Napier has to deal with that right off the bat?
Yeah.
Man, that's a tough game. It's a great game. That's a home and home, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So the Gators are going to leave the time zone.
It's
God bless them.
Cam Rising, when Utah went to Cam Rising last year, it changed their season. And remember, Utah had the season that they did, winning the Pac-12, going to the Rose Bowl, after tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. You had guys getting shot and killed in season. You had tragedies occur out in Utah. I think you had two different players die. One was shot, another. Awful situations out there. And you also had to change your quarterback. And then Cam Rising threw for, if I remember this right, because I had money on him every week, over 2,500 yards and over 20 touchdowns and less than 4 interceptions or something like that. Like, he was spectacular.
I'm sure that's right. You know, as your therapist, I need to ask you a question. Do you want to live in the state of Utah?
No, I just like that team. I like that program. And I like their uniforms.
But consider that Utah State used to be your
buddy,
team.
That was my team.
So I'm seeing a pattern here. Like, if BYU is your next team that you're on in a couple of years, either to play one way or the other, then I think you want to move to Utah. I think you want to live out there.
Utah's a beautiful state filled with a lot of weird people. I've been there a couple times, done some skiing, Park City, good times.
Don't they have rules that you have to become a member of a bar for a day to go in?
They did. I think that's all gone now. It's been a number of years since I've been there, but you had, in order to drink, you had to become a member at the bar you were at, and they would, so this is how it would work. You became a member, and then you could order a beer, and then whatever the member's fee was, it went to the Mormon church, so that's how they were just fleecing all the bars, and in essence, that's how that went. That's shocking, I know.
So not only is it tax-free, you get alcohol money.
Oh, yeah.
That's outstanding. We should have come up with that.
It's a good gig if you can get it. But, yeah, it was so the whole thing was absurd. But I certainly paid to be a member. I mean, we weren't going to be out there dry for all
I mean, what are we doing?
What are we doing? So they preyed on suckers like me. So, yeah.
In both ways, yeah.
That's the way it was. Now, I don't think that's the way it is anymore. I think that changed. And back then, I want to say the beer was weaker too. It was like 2%. It was awful.
No duels.
Yeah, it was like, what are we doing? Well, I guess we're drinking 20 of these. So yeah, it was.
Give
me
a 40 ounce of Johnny.
I do that program, criminally underrated every year. They're physical. They can run the ball. They've got a good quarterback play. They got a good coach. I like them. I think that's a great game though. They won't. I don't think Utah has more talent on their roster than Florida.
But they've got a better idea of who they are.
Well, they have an identity. They know exactly what and who they are. Yeah, I agree with that. That is going to be a fun game. I love that. This is, if you remove how much we hate Florida and you only think, and how much I've really enjoyed Utah's play, I think if you just look at this as a college football fan, this is what you beg for. This is what you want to see. Because it's, again, and check me if I'm wrong on this. I don't think I am. I think it's a home and home. So that is what you want in college football, man. None of this will meet you in, you know.
That's also a 4 o'clock kickoff that day. This is perfect. So it's the day is going to be spread out very nicely the day before we take on LSU. You got to love it.
I am so excited to watch that game, to deal with that day, to have that kind of fun. That is going to be a good afternoon of football viewing. I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited for the season already. I mean, it's nearly June. Here we go. Here we go.
We start in August.
Here we go.
For crying out loud.
Right around the corner. What are we going to do? Start planning your tailgates.
We're pretty close to under 90 days.
Oh, man. Once practice starts, then it's a daily sort of, all right, let's lock it in because the competitions around here are going to be so good. That is the whole thing, is that this is, and competition, I know that, I'm reiterating something I've said a lot, but for Florida State, one of the things that I railed against, much to Allen's chagrin, is that they've lacked depth. So football being a game, a war of attrition, as they say, you're going to have injuries. And if you suffer injuries, you know, how good is the replacement player? Well, in recent memory, in recent years, the replacement player is a minus player. So when you lost a guy, the drop-off was significant. The other part of not having depth that was problematic, in the way it affected your overall program and your ability to win close games, your ability to gain confidence, so many factors, was the lack of spirited competition on a daily basis in practice. So what is it your offense is seeing from your defense? What is your defense seeing from your offense? And how is that preparing the team for Saturdays? Not just can you execute what it is we do. Can you execute what it is that, you know, our philosophy, our game plan, whatever it is for that given week? No. How well does it prepare you to deal with bigger, stronger, faster, spirited competition, intensity, toughness, the ability to get up off the mat after getting beat? When you're in big-time competition on a regular basis, on a daily basis, because guys are flying around trying to win jobs, man, everything is elevated. And also the speed of the game is such that when you get out there on a Saturday, that's supposed to be an easier version of what you're dealing with as a football player, because the intensity of your practices are such that this is now just execution of game plan. This is now just making sure we keep our composure and execute what it is we know how to do, what it is we've been working on. Because every day in practice, Alabama and Ohio State, these guys, they see five stars across from five stars all the time. By the time they take the field, the people they're playing against are not matching up with them the way that their own players are in practice on a daily basis. We haven't had that in a long time, and that has really pissed me off to no end.
Yeah, that's the headline that made its rounds in Athens and in college football circles that we know all too well, Alabama knows better than all too well, is when a player says the games were easier than practice. The games were easier, competition-wise. Not intensity-wise, but competition-wise. Because I'm going up against worse players week in and week out. They said that during 29 in a row. Here, they said that, the players.
Oh, of course.
Games were easier. Right now, the games are not easier.
Man,
practice is way easier than the games.
Well, we found out a year ago that when we saw corners in practice dominating receivers in one-on-ones,
that
did not mean that those corners were any good. It meant that our receivers were terrible. And so you can be fooled while you watch practice. You're like, man, we're going to be much better in the secondary this year. Start the year, we certainly were not. I mean, not in any way, shape, or form. And then once confusion hit, you had finger pointing and kind of a miracle that they didn't really break apart. And this is where that staff gets a lot of credit for me. Florida gets a lot of credit for me. Norvell gets a lot of credit for me because they stayed the course. And they figured out who they could trust and who they couldn't. They sat some guys, brought some other guys, moved some guys around, and just, listen, trust me on this. And I think, you know, for Fuller, I got to give him a lot of credit, man, because he was under the gun. You had guys, because he's not a big name. He's not somebody that comes in here with the resume that demands your respect. So if things aren't working out and you're a player, you start looking over there like, who the hell is this guy? I mean, this is the guy that says he's putting me in a position to succeed, and every week we're giving up 40, and there's confusion. Are we sure that I'm working for the right guy here? Am I being put in the best position to succeed? Because I'm the one who looks like a fool when this goes south. And yet, Adam found a way to become more relatable and to sit down across from them and I think sow seeds of trust, right? Like, just, I know it's not good right now. I need you to listen to me. We've done this. This is what we do when we see this look. This is how this operates. And eventually, he got buy-in. He got buy-in.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a couple of things. You got to give him a lot of credit because some of the players that stepped up for us in the second half of the season were malcontents under the previous coaching regime. And in the beginning of this one. So that's where he gets credit for being more relatable. But then also, they laid the law down a little bit on the hashtag a-holeness of the defensive back room. And you saw them play within themselves.
It took a while, but they did.
It took about too long, almost too long. But if this ends up being a good season where the defense does lead the way and they're the backbone of whatever win total we have that we feel good about, if they are, then it was almost too long. But it wasn't too late. That's the key here. And you hope that's the narrative moving forward because they're good guys. You want that to be the story for them.
Yeah, I do. I root for them. Yeah. Lay the 6.5 with Arkansas, everybody. It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Jeff Cameron Show is sponsored by the legendary team at Hamilton Home Loans. Great rates, cutting-edge technology, and transparent communication is the recipe for a five-star mortgage experience at fsuhomeloans.com.
Real Talk Radio 93.3 is your radio home for Tallahassee Soccer Club matches. You know that. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Tallahassee Soccer Club hosts Florida Roots at Gene Cox Stadium. If you want to go to the game and bring your kids, they get in for free. Adult tickets are just $7. Head over to Cox Stadium tomorrow or tune in right here on your home for Tallahassee Soccer Club. Real Talk Radio 93.3.
The 850 Cup they're battling for. It's just this side of the Jefferson Epps.
The 850 Cup. We held it aloft.
We got to get the Jefferson Epps back. What the hell is wrong with us?
Been a minute. Golly. I was at that Virginia game on the road, sitting on the 50, driving down the field, and then mass confusion. Go figure.
Somebody was wide open.
Just the mass confusion is so frustrating, though, when you get down there on the, inside the five. You're like, what are we doing? What are we doing? So there's all that. But, you know, a couple years from now, when we're in the college football playoff, Tom, we're going to look back and be like, oh, it was just a minor bump in the road.
That will be the biggest exhale ever heard on broadcast radio if we're back in the college football playoff.
Yeah, we will not be in the college football playoff in 2 years, guys, just so you know that.
If we're ever back in the college football
playoff. Well, hey, now you're going to piss off Allen. Now, listen.
I should not. I'm the optimist in this crew.
How excited? Here's a question. Now, you know I don't care at all, and I'm not doing it to be a jerk. I thought of you today because I saw the promotion. Are you excited about, Obi-Wan Kenobi? Is that a movie?
That's a limited run series on Disney Plus. And yes, of course.
You like that storyline of Obi-Wan Kenobi, do you?
I don't know yet, because this is never before told. So we're going to get some new
intel. We don't know how old man Obi-Wan Kenobi came to be.
That's right.
The way that he was the first time we ever saw him.
They're bridging the gap. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're stealing. They can make one of these for every... They're going to make one on like an individual stormtrooper. How did he become such a bad shot? Here you go.
There you go.
There's a whole series. You can make five of these out of it.
It's kind of overblown in episode 4. They let him go. It's part of the plot. It's right there in the dialogue.
Obi-Wan. I don't know. Who is it playing Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Ewan McGregor, who was one of the few, if only maybe, no, one of two bright spots in the prequels. There were two bright spots. The dude to play the Emperor and the dude who played Obi-Wan. Both good jobs.
How many of these movies have there been now?
Movies? Are you talking about the Skywalker saga or the spinoffs as well?
So what is a proper Star Wars film?
What is it? Well, so here's anything that's canonical would be the answer.
Right. Okay. Okay. So hold on a second. Now, I get that. No, honestly, now, this is for the people. Now, guys, I've seen Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back and Revenge of the Jedi. Or Return of the Jedi. Whatever.
Well, that was the original name. That's very good.
It was Revenge of the Jedi.
But it was not in theaters. They changed it before it was.
It should have always been Revenge. But anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
So
they thought that was too aggressive of a word for the Jedi, who were more peaceful.
Okay. Well, those three I've seen.
Which is also debatable. They're not very peaceful.
I also saw the one with Kylo Ren and
There are several with Kylo, yeah.
Well, I saw I think I saw the first one where they came down to that planet and they were shooting everybody up.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a tough start for a kid's movie.
Yeah, like, what was the name of that one?
A little bit of genocide, huh? Yeah. All right. That would be The Force Awakens, Episode 7.
I saw The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
What was the one that had the stupid...
here we go.
No. Well, there have been so many, but the one that had the dumb character that everybody hated.
Jar Jar Binks?
Jar Jar Binks.
That's Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
I saw some of that.
And you don't need to.
At that point, I decided I was never going to watch any more of these.
Well,
this is ridiculous.
That's prejudicial. Any Star Wars fan would tell you that's you throw that one out. That's just a toss. Toss it away.
It happened a long time ago. They were trying to bring it back.
1999. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw it. I was like, oh, this is what we're doing?
Agreed.
So how many?
Lucas fell in love with the CGI a little bit there.
So how many? So is that a proper Star Wars film?
Unfortunately.
You don't have to like it, but is it a proper Star Wars?
Yes, it is. It's one of the 9 episodes of the Skywalker saga, which I would argue is actually the Palpatine saga, because the most recent one undercut everything. It's like, this isn't about the Skywalkers at all.
So the one I saw with Kylo Ren, is that the one at the very end when Luke is on the rock staring off at the sea?
That's it. Somewhere.
Yeah. That was it. That was it. That was the last one I saw. How many more have there been since him staring at the...
Well, that was
the 7.
There's 9. There's 9 of those.
Okay.
They go trilogy.
I thought
trilogy.
There were 37.
Well,
every
but there's
time
also...
I look up, there's another Star Wars something.
Well, there's Rogue One, which was good. That's a war movie. Well done.
Don't think I saw it.
Solo, not so hot.
That looked terrible.
It did. It was better than it looked, but that doesn't mean much. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there are spin-off series as well. Some of them are quite good. Some are flops.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know. I want to know. It's Whiskey Goose Conditions of Friday.
I'm here. I got it all.
I know you do. I know you do.
And I'll have the knowledge, because they released 2 episodes today of Kenobi.
Oh, not just one.
Not just one.
What a big day.
Oh, I'm popping popcorn for an hour and a half, 2 hours of enjoyment.
Is that going to be tonight or tomorrow? I think probably tomorrow.
Well, if I stay off my phone, it'll be tomorrow. But too many people are talking about it right now. Don't put anything in it. In fact, I'm ignoring the chat now.
Well, nobody has seen it today, have they? I mean, good God. Is it already? Can you download it now? Can you watch it?
It was out last night. Yeah. Late last night. They were like, surprise, we're releasing it early. And I said, damn it.
We got asked a question in the chat from Tom. He wants to know. He cares nothing about Star Wars. And I'm not saying I do either. A lot of times you can hear the cynicism in my voice. I want to know who you think. He wants to know who we think the top 5 NFL teams are. You want to do that when we come back? Because it's fun. That is actually kind of fun.
Before we do, somebody asked us for marital advice, if you want to give that. Somebody's getting married tomorrow.
By the way, the 5 I'm going to give you right now, Buffalo, 1.
Ooh, so that's the teaser, huh? We got to figure out the other 4?
You know, people can figure out that the Chiefs are in it.
Oh, well, then this isn't a fun question at all. It's basically, it's a who's eliminated question. Is my team eliminated? But Bob...
I'll just do it. I'll do it, and then I'll answer the marriage question. All right, I think Buffalo is the team to beat. I would then say...
A lot of these teams got worse.
They did.
Just a little bit worse.
They did. The Rams got worse. The Chiefs got worse.
Mm-hmm. Cincinnati may have gotten better.
I don't like them at 2, though. I'd put... Okay, in no particular order, I got to do top 5. Golly. Okay. No particular order outside of Bills 1.
Okay.
Bucks.
All right.
Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Packers.
Even without Devontae Adams. That's interesting.
I like that team. I still like that team. It's tough between them and the Rams.
I'd give the Rams the nod there.
Probably.
Valdez-Scantling's a good player. Yeah. He's not Davante Adams. That's gotta hurt.
That's fair. Okay, supplant the Packers with the Rams. So I'm going Bills, Rams, Chiefs, Bucks. That's four.
Mm-hmm. Eagles? I got a real reaction out of you.
I guess Bengals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess Bengals.
That's correct.
That's five. Those are the five.
Yeah. Indy and Green Bay are hunting out there.
They're there. I'm curious what San Francisco is. I'm really curious. Do the Chargers take a big step? They ought to. You have an elite, elite, elite talent at quarterback.
They tried to address the run game issue in terms of defense. If they've done that, then you know your boy's going to look a lot smarter as a head coach. But he is so inconsistent when it comes to the fourth down thing.
Wildly shaky.
Yeah, it is.
Who's the worst team in football? Atlanta?
Yes. They just had another injury. I forget who it was, but somebody important got hurt.
So we want to do the bottom four just off the top of my head. I'm going to give you Atlanta.
Deion Jones is the one that's out. Season's over.
Yeah.
Their season was already over.
Yeah. So Atlanta, sorry ass Falcons.
Yeah.
Are up there in terms of the suck factor. It's them and the Bears, right? Bears suck terribly.
Bears might be all right.
No,
like out of the top four worst teams in the league, they might be all right.
Them and Houston.
The Texans.
Yep. Seattle's going to suck.
Mm.
Jacksonville's going to suck again.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bears, the Jaguars, the Texans, the Falcons, and the Seahawks are probably, well, maybe the Giants, but probably the Seahawks.
What about Cleveland? There's no guarantee they're going to have a quarterback this year.
Well, they've got a better one than what they had, and that's anybody. Washington's going to suck.
Man, they're going to win at least seven games. They're going to win at least seven games. That defense will come back.
Detroit sucks.
I'm rooting for them.
Well, me too, but they suck. What are you going to do?
The Giants?
They're getting better. They're not great. They're getting better.
Who's going to finish ahead of whom in the NFC East?
You know who
Washington or the Giants? Who's finishing?
The Giants are going to finish ahead of Washington. I don't think.
Okay.
Washington doesn't have a quarterback.
I've heard of him. His name's Carson Wentz.
No, I'm saying they don't have a quarterback. They don't. Detroit's going to stink. The Jets are going to stink.
Washington should finish in last just because of those uniforms.
They ruined their great uniforms.
They
had the uniforms. Damn it, man. Then you start getting into the middling teams. Then we start getting into the Titans of the world, who I think are good but not great. Do my Dolphins go way up? I say my Dolphins.
Oh, man. You're getting really comfortable with that.
Well, they can't be great because they don't have a quarterback either. Tua sucks.
How many games are the Cardinals going to win?
I think they're in trouble.
That's an
ugly situation.
Me too.
I don't like that situation at all. And I never liked Kyler Murray, so there you have that.
And Nuke is suspended for, you know, using the PEDs.
Yeah, yeah. That's a problem. Yeah, they're in trouble. Who wins more games, them or the Raiders? I think the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. That's where Davante Adams went. Now, that's an okay situation in Las Vegas. They're just, unfortunately, in the most difficult division in football.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I just now decided to pull up to see if I'm forgetting anybody.
Could argue that Russell Wilson is the worst quarterback in that division. You could.
Well, he hasn't been good in a while.
Right.
You know who we forget about? Here's the team, the Enigma. What are they? Because if they hadn't been so injury riddled a year ago, they would have been a top 10 team. And a lot of people, I mean, look, that's injury. That's one of the biggest factors. But what are the Ravens? The Ravens are probably a top 10 team if they're healthy.
Right. But I'd set their win total at 9.5, or I don't know that you could go 10.5.
Well, you can bet win totals, Tom.
That's true.
They're there for the taking. You can go find all those win totals.
Preston submitted Carolina to the discussion.
Of worst team.
Mm. I don't know, though.
I think it's a good submission. It's not terrible. I would put them in the bottom.
You could see them quitting on their coach.
Yeah, Matt Rule's on death's door. I'm going with one of the first. You're right, Preston. So I'm going to put Chicago there. I'm going to put Carolina there. I'm going to put Atlanta there and the Texans.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good fair four, don't you?
I mean, those are candidates. I can't off the top of my head put a list together like that quickly. So, but those are all fair.
And then I'm going to put Jacksonville and Seattle
along with Washington and the Giants. Boy, I've got this. We're rolling on Big River.
You know, was the caste system this easy for the person who created it?
I mean, I'm just firing them off. I'm giving them to you. I'm letting you know now.
Buffalo Tom wants to know who's better, the Dolphins or the Patriots?
The Dolphins.
Ooh, that was conviction.
Patriots are in trouble, man. I don't know what they're... Time's up. Bill needs to call it a day.
8.5. That's what you set that win total at.
Yeah, they're just... what are they? They took a huge step backwards a year ago. They brought in Devontae Parker.
All right.
I didn't think they did well in the draft.
If the Patriots scored an average of 22.5 points a game, how many games did they win? Because I feel like the number might be high. Might be 10.
I think the Patriots are outside the top 20 teams in the NFL.
Whoa.
I don't think they're very good at all.
And you just named 8 that are below them. So they're right there.
I think they're in the same category as like the sorry struggling Steelers.
Who's better, Colts or Titans?
Colts.
Yep, I agree.
Colts are a top 15 team.
Sounds like there's some infighting going on. I mean, A.J. Brown's gone. Tannehill is saying it's not my responsibility to train the next guy. There's some issues there.
What do we do with the Broncos?
Oh, they're take the under on their win total. Mr. Unlimited is going to win.
No, God, we almost made it out of this entire segment. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The Jeff Cameron Show, brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness. 2 Tallahassee locations, Midtown on Thomasville Road, and Northside in the Village Common Shopping Center. Online at orangetheoryfitness.com.
You guys are set to have a tremendous Memorial Day weekend. I think everybody's feeling good right about now, feeling ready. How many people have left work early listening to the Jeff Cameron Show today? How many of you have said, we're starting now?
I think for the first time since we've been on these airwaves, we are in drive time. most everybody's their way home.
I think you may be right. You know what? Have a good weekend with this. What are you grilling? Doing any grilling? What you got?
Yeah, there will be grilling. There will be golfing. There will be chilling. I think this is going to be used for the purposes. There are a lot of weekends that are holiday weekends that you're on the road. This is not one of those.
Did you ever? I know you've got a lot of Obi-Wan Kenobi to take in this weekend.
That's
but did
I
you,
do.
Did you? did you ever?
I wonder if his lightsaber makes an appearance.
Did you ever get to see There Will Be Blood?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite movies. And I just didn't know if you did see it because you said there will be this, there will be that. And I was like, oh, There Will Be Blood. It would be a good movie to sit back and watch.
This weekend?
Well,
I don't know.
I was just saying, it's such a good movie.
Memorial Day, though, in truth for me, is kind of a somber day. I didn't lose anybody in my family in the military, but I feel like you have to take some time that day.
You should take some time. This is Memorial Day weekend is the one that where you actually remember those that were lost while serving, as opposed to Veterans Day, where people act forlorn, and you're like, no, it's just Veterans Day. You can just say
Veterans Day is A-OK. That's supposed to be a happy day.
In fact, just celebrate. I thank my dad all the time, or anybody else I know that served on Veterans Day. Memorial Day, a little bit different deal. That's when you actually take the time to think about those that laid it on the line.
I know it's a cliche, but usually there's a war movie on of some kind. But, I mean, if you really invest and you sit down, not like, oh, what a movie. Like, you just really you get into it. Like Saving Private Ryan. That's a tough one, man.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch. I don't use that weekend, the weekend of, to do that.
Yeah.
I'll do the reflection or I'll read something that addresses that. But
it's the Monday, that day, it sneaks up on you sometimes. At least me.
Nicely done, Life Spectator. That milkshake scene is one of my favorite scenes of all time. Partly because it's funny,
in the midst of all of the drama that's happening in that scene and where we know this is going to go, the choices he made as an actor there are unreal. Just like that is, how do you get there? If I take my straw.
So the preacher.
Who's awesome.
Who is awesome.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Right.
He's the kid in Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, he is, I know, roll your eyes. He is the main villain in the most recent Batman that has that little 1970s noir feeling.
He could probably be a good.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good performance.
All right, good. Sad by his choices there, but all right.
His casting choices?
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. We're going from greatness to this, but okay.
He pulls off the psycho serial killer thing quite well, as you might imagine.
I bet he could. So the question presented to us was from whom? I think it was Kevin.
Kevin, that's correct.
And it was marriage advice. I never like to give marriage advice because I don't know that I know anything other than I love my wife and act accordingly. But he's getting married down in Tampa, place we're very familiar with, and I was just at. Yeah, Paul Dano, that's right. So the answer as far as last-minute words of wisdom, no. I mean, I would just tell you that I think, I mean, to me, I got really lucky. I don't know how old you are, Kevin. So, you know, for me, it was the words of wisdom had more to do about waiting to get married. And I don't mean to sow your wild oats, although that's part of it. And all
Come
that.
To America.
Yeah,
here we go.
You know, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant more along the lines of you live long enough and you're in enough relationships, you know what you don't want for sure.
Yeah.
And you know also your areas of weakness if you're being honest with yourself. You learn from that every time you break up. Every time there's a separation, you kind of, it's not all the other person's fault. You know, it's a lot, well, sometimes it is, but I mean, most of the time it's not.
It's dynamic.
Yeah.
That means there's two ways.
Yeah. And so you really, the more times that it happens and the longer you live, the more honest you are with yourself a lot of times too, because you have time to reflect. So what ends up happening is if you're doing that assessment, you're kind of like, well, I know what I don't want. And it looks like this, 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 and this, behaviorally or otherwise. And then I know where I've made terrible mistakes, and I won't do that anymore. And it just makes you a better partner that way. But I'm lucky, very fortunate. I think most people who get married and stay married will tell you that there's some luck involved in that. My wife and I we have the most laid-back relationship. I don't want to get into details, but we're just – we don't
– You're friends.
Well, we're dear friends. Yes. Yeah.
That matters.
Yeah. No, yeah. The romantic matters, and so does the friendship. The friendship, they both got to be there. They both got to be there.
There are times I've found it. It's only a year in, but we lived together for so long that we may as well have been married in sin, as some might say. But there are times when you're the person who's putting up the triple-double for the house, like for the household.
Yeah.
And there are times when you are most certainly going 0 for 12 from the field.
And you're just off the bench.
And you've got 16
you're
minutes.
Lucky to be with LeBron.
Be prepared to be 0 for 12 more than the one that's putting up the triple doubles. That's all I'm saying, Kevin.
That's
and if
true.
You realize that, you'll be A-okay.
Also, make sure she's up early fixing you breakfast, and when you get home, that dinner's ready.
That's 35.
That's a big part of it.
He's 35. He's ready.
I was kind of kidding there, Kevin. 35's you're ready, buddy. Good job. Good job. You waited to 35. Now we got to get with the kids then, if that's in your game plan.
Well, I mean.
Maybe that's why they're getting married.
She could be 22, for all I know.
Well, in that case, Kevin, good job indeed. I would just tell you that, listening's important. Cliche things like that. Because I didn't for a while. And I mean just in any relationship.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, marriage?
No. By the time I got married, I was prepared to listen.
How old were you?
I've been married for almost 17 years, so yeah.
So
33, 34. Right.
Yeah. Same ballpark.
Yeah. And I was also, I was 34. So yeah, just a year younger than Kevin. And so also, by the way, I've been with my wife for 20 years. So, I mean, we've only been married for this month. Yeah. That's funny, by the way, Life Spectator. So like you, I had enough. We knew we'd been together long enough. I was like, nothing's going to surprise me. We've been together for a few years here. Like, all of a sudden you're this other thing.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness gracious. Let's do some probables, shall we? Cue it up.
It's time for how you say, with the pitching probables?
San Fran and Cincinnati, Carlos Rodon and TBD. Rockies, Nats, Austin Gomber, Aaron Sanchez, Orioles, Red Sox, Kyle Bradish, and Garrett Whitlock. Whitlock. Guardians, Tigers, Shane Bieber, Alex Fado. Phillies, Mets. Oh, you guys are getting after it again. You guys got a side bet?
Yeah, I guess to make it fair, they got to sweep the series. I don't know.
Oh,
what'll make it
wow.
fair?
They've got Bailey Falter on the hill tonight. You've got Carlos Carrasco. Yankees, Rays, Jameson Taillon, Jeffrey Springs. Springs is good, like really good. Rays just have guy after guy after guy they call up. It's ridiculous. Marlins, Braves, Trevor Rogers, Ian Anderson. We've got the Royals and the Twins. It'd be Brad Keller, Bailey Omber, Brewers, Cards, Brandon Woodruff, Dakota Hudson. Blue Jays, Angels, Alec Manoah, and Chase Silseth. Sounds right. like a demonic. Dodgers, D-backs, Ryan Pepiot? Pepiot?
Really? Okay.
What's going on out here today, guys?
Come on, Ryan.
Madison Bumgarner goes for the D-backs. Having a good year. Pirates, Padres, Jose Quintana. That Quintana creep can roll, man. Sean Manaea. And Astros, Mariners, Justin Verlander, Chris Flexen. By the way, were you aware that Justin Verlander is 6-1 with a 1-2-2?
Yep.
That's either a happy marriage or steroids or both.
Why not both?
Rangers, A's, John Gray, Cole Irvin, and that's a look at those that shall reside on the bump. I don't know what the baseline is today, Tom. I'm just
the baseline.
Meaning, are we out at 56?
Oh yeah, we got a minute. Yeah, 55 seconds of glory.
Enjoy your holiday weekend. Take a little time to reflect. You guys were going to do that anyhow. I've got a thoughtful audience. Enjoy each other's company. Be nice. Love one another. Got kids, man. You know what I'm saying in that situation. So all that goodness, but if you're going to grill, do it right. Don't screw it up. Grilling's important.
Hebrew Nationals only.
Good work out of you, Tom Lane. Good work, Director Matthew. Be well, everybody. Have a great weekend. It's a long weekend. We're back with you with some of the headlines on Tuesday is the next time you're going to hear from me. Peace. We'll be right back.